Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about how the Republican Party in the U.S. House of Representatives is just totally over the antics of some of their colleagues, and how some Republicans are starting to message to set the scene in case Johnson needs Democratic Party votes to retain his speakership. Okay, so what's going on? First, you have the space laser lady out there saying stuff like, "Mike Johnson's speakership is over. He needs to do the right thing to resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process. If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated." Don't talk about it, be about it. Do it. You had the chance. You haven't done it yet. You could have done that before the recess. But that didn't happen. But it doesn't look like Johnson's faction is willing to leave anything to chance. They are setting the stage for him to be able to take support from the Democratic Party to retain his speakership without backlash from other Republicans. How are they doing that? Basically, explaining exactly what the Twitter faction has been doing. Okay, so what do we have? We have a number of comments. One, the members who screamed the loudest about border security were actively and knowingly preventing us from getting it done. That's definitely about the Twitter faction. Another member of Congress. They're making us the most bipartisan Congress ever because they are unwilling to compromise just a little bit in a divided government. They force us to make bigger concessions and deals with the Dems. So you have Johnson's faction of the party now getting out there and messaging, saying, being bipartisan is actually good. Had we done that, we might have been able to get that border security thing in when we did the aid package. But because of the hardliners, because of the Twitter faction, because of the need to create social media clicks rather than advance policy, we weren't able to get that. We could have got something, and we got nothing, and it's their fault. The only way that we can move forward is through bipartisanship. I would expect this type of messaging and rhetoric to increase over the next week. And this is all to get the base ready to accept the idea of maybe Johnson needing Democratic support to retain his speakership. Keep in mind, at this point in time, we don't even know that that's something that would happen. There's been signals, but we don't really know yet. This, it could be Johnson just preparing in case that happens, or he could know something that we don't. We don't know yet. Only look at the actions, don't try to guess the motive. But it certainly appears that they are setting the stage and getting the base used to the idea of bipartisan is good. And the Twitter faction is actually the reason the Republican Party has failed when it comes to advancing its legislative priorities. Now, outside observer, is that true? I mean, yeah, it is. It's a true statement. It really is. If it weren't for the Twitter faction, the Republican Party probably could have got a lot in exchange for the aid package, particularly the aid package for Ukraine. They could have leveraged that. But because certain elements within the Republican Party were very, let's just call it intractable, they didn't have any leverage. So what they're saying is true. The reason they're saying it is probably to ready the base for something either they hope will happen or they know will happen. How long this goes on is another question. If the base accepts the idea that Johnson needs a few votes from Democrats to keep his speakership or whatever, they may just let it go, or they may move in and really hammer it home in an attempt to further remove the influence of the Twitter faction. Now, if you're on the Democratic side of the aisle, what's the rumors there? There aren't any. they're being very tight-lipped about what they're going to do. It seems like they're trying to make Johnson sweat. If I was Jeffries, I would say vote your conscience and just let people decide. If he retains the speakership, he retains it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. For the Democratic Party, it would be best if Marjorie Taylor Greene won. It would further throw the Republican Party into disarray. But that requires the Democratic Party playing hardball, and they don't tend to do that. The other thing is, we don't know if Johnson was promised the votes to retain his speakership to get that aid, which he very well may have been, which kind of goes to prove the point that the Republican Party could have got stuff in exchange for that aid. They could have legislated some of their priorities if they had used that leverage. But, I mean, I guess Twitter likes are good too. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.